This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Leo Maitland, KCBS foodie chap at Little St. Healdsburg, Chef Stu Stalker. Chef Stu, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Liam. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. A boy from my homeland. A boy, a man, a chef. He's an executive chef. He's got a briefcase to prove it. Let's go back in time, Chef. Your journey in food began in your hometown, in Newcastle. Mm-hmm. Take us back there. First day, first job at a restaurant.
First day was the day after my 15th birthday in a restaurant.
What a slacker. You know, 15, you get your first job? Oh, my Lord.
It was a small Italian, and I use that very loosely, small Italian restaurant in central Newcastle called Uno's Trattoria.
And as someone from Newcastle, you would have said that how 20-some years ago?
More like Uno's Trattoria.
Away man.
I've certainly lost the accent over the years, but yeah. So I started there, 15 years old. My dad was a chef, so I was kind of inclined to do that, but it certainly wasn't anything I planned on being a career, wasn't a passion or anything yet. That is where it all started to grow.
And I always love to know, you said your dad was a chef, so what was coming out of the kitchen at home? What dish takes you home to this day when you think about it? What is that one dish? Is something your mama made, your dad made?
It's always something that my dad made, and I think it's got to be the Sunday roast.
Yorkshire pudding?
Always.
Roast potatoes?
Roast potatoes.
Bang and gravy?
Roast potatoes and mashed potatoes.
Oh, the twofer.
That was key.
Oh, yeah.
Always a good gravy. Roast beef, roast chicken, didn't matter what it was. I was always more into the Yorkshire puddings and roast potatoes than the meat back then. So.
And the smell of that Sunday roast on a Sunday, just smelling it, you know, is a smell that takes you back home when you smell it,
right? Every time. Doesn't matter where in the world you are, if you can smell someone making roast potatoes and Yorkshire puddings, it takes you back to being 10 years old at home.
Well, listen, your journey would take you all over the world, mm-hmm. onto Australia, onto New Zealand, a decade in Copenhagen, a little restaurant called Noma. Every new restaurant or every new country you went to, where does that nomad in you, where does that come from? Were you always seeking to go places, or did you go where the work was, or were you always an adventurer, somebody wanted to travel afar and be far away from home?
I think I realized pretty young that the restaurant scene in Newcastle wasn't at the level that I wanted to work at. And the way I saw it when I was 17, 18, my options were London or, you know, somewhere else in the world. I had friends, well, actually the chef that I worked for at the time, his brother was out in Sydney,
yeah.
And he would always talk about that. And that interested me more than going to London. To be honest, at the time, I was a little fearful of the idea of moving down to London. Yeah. I know that kitchens back then were very hard down there.
Like pirate ships.
Exactly, exactly. And I thought I would have an easier time of it in Sydney. Whether that was true or not, you know.
Well, pirate ships in a better climate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly the same thing, just hotter.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 18, maybe 19 years old, decided that that's what I was going to do. So headed over to Australia.
At the age of 21, 22, you're in New Zealand and you're running your first kitchen.
Yeah.
Those are big shoes to fill for someone so young.
It was. So the guy I worked for in Australia opened a restaurant in Auckland, and he had a lot of faith in me to allow me to do that. Now, of course, he would check in with me every week, but at the end of the day, he was still in Sydney and I was in New Zealand. So there was only so much he could do to help me. So it was really an eye-opener. I think by that point, I was a good cook, but had to learn fast how to actually run a kitchen and lead people, most importantly. And to be honest, looking back on that, my leadership probably wasn't the best then, but I mean, it was the best I could do at the time.
Well, you're a better man, a better chef now, a decade at Noma. What was the takeaway from that decade of all the things you learned and experienced? What did you come away with after a decade there, Noma, Copenhagen?
Just a real focus on flavor, on a real natural food style, and on making guests happy. Because, of course, that's the main thing we talked about every day. That's the main goal. It was never about, of course, we did some quite cutting edge things, but it was never about that as much as it was about the guest experience. Everything was for the guest. And I think that is something that we did, and they continue to do very well there.
Well, my nose led me here to Little Saint, second story upstairs here. What brought you to Healdsburg, to Little Saint? What was the draw? How did it happen?
Well, so my wife is from Tijuana, and she moved to Copenhagen, so that we could be together there. And it came time that she wanted to be closer to her family. We have a young son. So we were looking to move to California somewhere, just so we could be, you know, all closer together. And it was basically a series of, you know, happy coincidences. You know, as we were planning to move, a mutual friend put us in touch with Laurie and Jeff, the owners of Little Saint. They were looking for some new people to come and take over the kitchen here, and they needed a new general manager, which is what my wife does. So, you know, a couple of conversations later, and you know, it didn't take us long to make the decision. We visited the town. It's a beautiful town, great place to live, and that was it.
Had you heard of Healdsburg?
Never in my life had I heard of Healdsburg before the first conversation we had. I had no idea where I was coming to the first time I visited here.
Yeah.
Like, no idea at all.
It could have gone either way. You're like, this could be a little cow town, which it once was. It's been transformed the last 20, 25 years. So this playpen, this culinary playpen you get to work in here, for those who have never been to Little Saint, how would you describe it? What's the experience here, Little Saint, and second story, what's it all about?
Well, I mean, Little Saint's really a restaurant that's for the community. We have a bit of everything going on here. We have a cafe and lounge downstairs where during the day you'll find much more casual, laid-back food, grilled cheeses, breakfast burritos, whatever else. On the dinner menu downstairs, you know, something still casual and relaxed, but a little bit more worked, a little bit more substantial. And then, you know, the second story up here, a set menu, more of a fine dining setting. We try to do more of an elevated service. And then we also have live music once a week, sometimes twice a week, where we'll do bar snacks. Very often we do, the music is free. So you just come, show up listen, have your drinks, have your bar snacks. But the most important thing, of course, about Little Saint is that this is a fully plant-based restaurant with, a strong ethos of sustainability and a close connection to our farm.
Well, joyfully, Little Saint is a partner, culinary partner, Heelsburg Wine and Food, coming up May 16th and the 19th, over a few days. All eyes right here on Heelsburg, and of course, Little Saint, you'll be open throughout. Saturday is going to be a big day here. With lots of things happening, right?
There is going to be a lot of things happening on this Saturday. We will be doing a cooking demonstration, a collaboration with myself and Chef Amanda Freitag. We are currently working on what that is going to be, but I'm sure we'll bring it together and we'll come up with something good. Very excited about this one. It's the first collaboration I've done since living in the States. So, yeah, it's going to be great to spend some time with another chef, get out to the farm and see what we can put together.
And here's the joyful part. You have a pretty affable MC who's going to be there with you, guiding. He's got a funny accent. Don't be put off by it. You mentioned the farm, Chef, Little Saint Farm, hop, skip and a jump. Sustainability, a big part of the story here. At its core is the sustainability story. How joyous is it for you as a chef to have that culinary playpen where you get to go and pick and choose and what the garden grows ends up on the menu here, right?
Well, it's a really different experience for me. I've never had a farm to work with as closely as the one that we have here. Of course, at Noma and all of these places, we work very closely with farms, but they were never our own farms. So here, 2 to 3 times a week, I'll head out there, we'll walk the fields, we'll see what's going on, and it gives us an opportunity to be really in touch with what's in season, what's at its best right now. It gives us an opportunity to grow what we actually want, to experiment, to try different things. It's where everything starts here at Little Saint. Yeah. Little Saint would not be the same if we didn't have the farm to work with.
And I say, what the garden grows dictates what's going to end up on the plate here. What's happening in the garden right now that's getting you really excited?
Right now, it's the very beginnings of spring, so we already have the first peas. We're soon going to get rhubarb. We're going to get fava beans. The first little flowers and shoots are starting. So it's a busy time of year, and every menu in this place is going to be changing within the next 3 to 4 weeks. So as you can imagine, very exciting, very challenging, but that's what it's all about.
Well, Chef, I said my nose led me here. You have cooked a shepherd's pie.
I have.
A man after my own heart. It was the one good thing my mother cooked. Bless your mum. Tell me about your shepherd's pie, Chef, here at Little Saint. What are the tenets of your shepherd's pie?
Well, key things, we want to have a really kind of meaty base. So we've taken tofu, organic tofu, crumbled it down, and roasted that with a little bit of course, the usual onion, garlic, plenty of seasoning, plenty of pepper. And we made our own Worcestershire sauce to mix with that to give a more meaty base. A little bit of Swede mixed in there because I always like that in my dad's shepherd's pie. And then, of course, topped off with a creamy mashed potato, essential.
Yeah, absolutely.
Roasted very hot in an oven, so you get a nice crust on there. We don't want soggy potatoes on top. We need a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And then just for you, we finish it with a little truffle because, because we can.
Because you can, and it would be rude not to.
Exactly.
My gosh. Before we stick our forks in, I know we have a little wine that we're going to pair with that. And we're going to say hi to Laurel in just a moment, perhaps, and she can tell us all about it. A wine, I just want to mention that is going to be a big part of the weekend, Heelsburg Wine and Food here at Little Saint. Chef Stu here will be in the kitchen with Chef Amanda Freitag. However, there will be some Pinot talks. Pinot will be poured here. Is
Pinot
that
will be poured. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing. So that should be very exciting.
Well, I'm going to say it. I'm a Pinot slut because I love my Pinot. Let's say hi to Laurel. Who's going to say a few words. tell us about this lovely wine. Hi, Lauren.
Yes, hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So what's in the bottle? Tell us all about it.
This is Jean-Pierre Gasson. This is a Bandol Rouge. It's coming from the south of France, from Provence.
Mais oui, c'est bon.
Indeed. It is 100% Mourvèdre. So this is the red grape that is most predominant in the south of France, especially Provence. This is what a lot of our Provençal rosé is made out of, along with some other grapes in the blend. This is a 2004 vintage, so 20 years old, this wine. Gives it a lot more of that earthiness to really go with truffle. And this particular bottle was aged in the cellar at the Domaine until we were ready for it. So the provenance is pristine on this one, and we've had a really great time pairing it here.
Does this wine know how lucky it is? Yeah. This wine, this bottle has waited 20 years to have this magic moment with chef's stews, shepherd's pie, with truffles on top. My word. Yes, it's singing to me. It's saying, yes, pour me. Let's do this. Thank you so much. By the way, where we have you, Laurel, I was just mentioning to Chef, there'll be Pinot Talks. Pinot will be a big part of the story for Heelsberg Wine and Food. Are you excited about it? Are you a Pinot fan yourself?
Such a Pinot fan. I grew up on the coast in Mendocino, so Pinot is kind of king over there now, but really just such a beautiful grape, such a beautiful wine, many different expressions from all over the world. I'm very excited about it.
Well, I'm glad you said you love Pinot, because the vines are right there. They can hear you.
Yeah. Well, only good things.
Only good things. Laurel, we thank you. And by the way, when you come here to Little Saint or Second Story, Laurel, she'll be your educator, your informer of all things vino. She'll probably entertain you as well a little bit. Who knows? So, Chef, we're going to grab our forks and we're going to go deep here into Chef Stew's Shepherd's Pie with Truffles. Friends, I want to remind you one more time, Heelsberg Wine and Food. It's all about the wine. It's all about the food. Little Saint, literally just across the creek. On what street? Where are we exactly, Chef?
We're on North Street.
Yeah. So North Street.
I almost forgot that there.
Yeah, where am I? Where am I? It's the pie. And it's, let me tell you, friends, it's the overwhelming, joyous waft of truffles. Truffles on top of pipe potatoes. It doesn't get better than this. In we go. Come on, Chef.
I never
eat alone, just as I never drink alone. But going deep here, oh, my gosh, I think I got a little bit of carrot, maybe a little bit of sweet. Here we go. Oh. My word.
I'm going to have another.
Oh, my. You know it's good when you're going in for seconds. You know it's good when there's no talking. Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Well, hello, truffles. Hello, naughty truffles. Wow. Joy of joys. My mama would be proud. Chef's chew. My
that's
gosh.
The biggest compliment you can give.
Yeah, right? You know, seriously, that is a knockout shepherd's pie, and it is on the menu here.
It is on the menu, nighttime menu, Thursday through Monday from 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And if folks want to come to Second Story upstairs, they get the full chef experience.
They do.
Talk us through it. Tonight, for example, if I was to stay for dinner, what might be on the menu tonight?
So we would start you off with a beverage, a little drink from the kitchen, something based on pumpkin with a little citrus, and a syrup that we make from strawberries with some different flavored oils from all of the flowers from the farm, just something that puts you in place and lets you know where you are. Then we move into a serving of 4 to 5 small bites, little snacks, if you will, with a nice pour-on cider pairing to go with, which
ooh,
people always enjoy.
We could do like a little cider. Hey, absolutely do. That was a region in England. Sorry, I'll discuss later. You know where I'm going.
I know exactly where you're going. We have, after the snacks, we have a pea dish with the first peas of the season. As I mentioned, very exciting time for that. Little peas, sour yogurt, grapefruit kind of reduction. Few different seasonings on there. Not to give too much away, you'll have to come back, you know.
Yeah, save some of the secret, Chef. Yeah,
we have a braised carrot dish, braised spring carrots with barbecued turnip tops and carrot tops, seasoned with a little horseradish glaze made from many, many different things.
Where do you get carrot tops and turnip tops? I'll tell you where. Right here at Second Story.
Exactly. And then the main course, little potato terrine, truffle, celery root puree and a preserved truffle and dried mushroom sauce.
Mouth is watering.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, you can come back anytime you like. Desserts, we have a little grapefruit sorbet, kind of like a palate cleanser almost, and then moving into sticky toffee pudding as the main.
Oh, you had to. What?
And then we'll finish you off with a few little petit fours. And
I mean,
you'll be on your way.
Well, yeah, no, I won't be leaving. I'm going to just crash on the floor afterwards. Chef Stu Stalker here at the helm at Little Saint and Second Story. Let you have the last word, Chef. Honored and thrilled that you will be part of Heelsburg Wine and Food coming up May 16th to 19th. Little Saint, your lounge, your coffee bar, your restaurant, your cocktail spot, hospitality, conviviality, farm-to-table food, thoughtful and beautifully sourced from the Little Saint Garden. Come and make this part of your weekend when you're here for Heelsburg Wine and Food. Chef Stu, you have the last word. Why should people come to Little Saint?
We have something for everyone here. We're 2-minute walk down the road from the festival. So whatever you're looking for, you'll find it here at Little Saint.
An honor. Joy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend. Chef Stu Stalker, friends. More on his story and the Little Saint story. All part of Heelsburg Wine and Food, May 16th to 19th. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. More pie, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.